across the country and around the world, this is TalkZone.com, the best in Internet talk radio. Now let's return to Pageant Talk Radio on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, Valerie Hayes.
Welcome back to Pageant Talk Radio. Well, today I'm talking to the always fabulous Andrea Patrick Forte about this month's issue of Gladys Magazine. And if you want to check out Gladys Magazine online, you can visit them at gladysmagazine.com. And of course, you can check out the link on our Pageant Talk Radio show page. You know, before the break, we were talking to one of your many fans, Andrea, and we actually received an email from a mom who works for the Army. Her name is Molly, and she says, I work for the Army, so I have limited access to live radio, but am going to be listening to the podcast of the show tonight. My daughter enjoys pageantry, but enjoys modeling even more. However, in both industries, it seems like there's a lot of deception between those who you think are your friends and those who are truly looking out for your best interests. What advice for you, do you have for young girls and their moms for how you tell between the young ladies, the pageant photographers, or the agents who really have what's right for you in their best interests?
Wow.
That's a tough one, isn't it? No pressure, Andrea.
It is. You know what? I think that what you have to do is surround yourself with like-minded people. And I know that's very difficult to really kind of circumvent because I've been blindsided in the past as well.
I think we've all been guilty of that because those of us in the pageant industry genuinely like people and we like to think the best of everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes we get burned, don't we?
We do. And you know what? I've been burned more times than I want to admit to. But you know what? When you lead with your heart, and that's the only way I know to. And, when you have to separate business from, also who you are. And I've learned a valuable lesson because the publishing industry is a lot different from a lot of the other things that I do. But at the bottom line, my whole being and my whole branding is of being an inspirational guide and mentor to everyone who I come in contact with. So I will not deviate from that. I will not change. I always want to guide and create dreams for everyone in my life. I will never be a cutthroat magazine. I will never change that part of what I am doing. I hope that the audience and readers out there in our fan base know that this is what we are trying to achieve and know that along the ride that I always have everyone's best interests at heart. And this is what we are about. We will always, try to bring the best of the best, give the best advice, always let you know where we are coming from. We are honest and, bring good values to what we are doing. And that's the only thing I can tell people is just to keep your eyes and your ears open and use common sense in everything that you do.
Right. I think that using common sense is so such great advice because when Molly, when your daughter is at a pageant or you're working with a photographer, pay attention not just to what they say, but what their behavior says about
them.
Right. Words are really cheap, but behavior is what really gives you a peek into their character. And hopefully, Molly, that will help you and your daughter. And best wishes for future pageant success. Now, Gladys has obviously been a huge hit, and it's not even a year old yet. Andrea, what's the future in store for you and Gladys? What do you still want to achieve?
Well, we are wanting to, branch out even more. I mean, we would like to be in more locations. I really want to be in all of the airport locations. We want Gladys to be seen everywhere. We did go global with this issue. We have a lot of readers in, a lot of different countries, and that's exciting for us. But we just want Gladys to be seen in every newsstand there is so that people will enjoy Gladys. We are distributed nationally with Barnes & Noble's. We've been approached by Borders, and, we're working as quickly as we can to get Gladys distributed. And we are looking for more, you know, advertisers. I mean, in this economy, basically what we're looking for are people that love the magazine and want to see, you know, their ads in Gladys. So that's
well, and I can tell you as a pageant coach that works with elite contestants around the world, one of the things that I tell them is in order to maintain their elite status, you've got to have a positive mindset. And so much of the media that we're exposed to, either television shows, radio shows, magazines, reality shows, social networking, websites, so much of the media that we're exposed to is what I would call negative energy or negative input. And that's why it's so important for people to include positive or inspirational material as a part of their everyday life. And Gladys Magazine is just perfect for that. We really, really appreciate your spending time with us today. And we wish you the best for future success. And we hope you'll keep us posted on what Gladys Magazine is up to.
I will, Valerie, and I just want to end this note and say that what you are doing and providing to everyone out there and all of your listeners is so beneficial, and we appreciate you and what you bring to everyone out there. So thank you for all of the charitable work that you do. It is very much recognized here at Gladys Magazine, and it is so appreciated. You are very inspirational.
Well, thank you, ma'am. And on that note, we'll have to say goodbye. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks, Valerie.
To check out Andrea's magazine and get your subscription, you can visit her website at www.gladysmagazine.com or check out the link on our pageant show page. Well, I'm sure you've noticed that we don't always have time every week for Q&A. This is the section where I answer your pageant coaching questions. We've had so many fabulous guests over the last couple weeks that we have stored up more than one email question, and now's the time that I'm going to answer them. Our first question comes to us from Laura from Florida. Laura says, I have a really bad habit of worrying that my dress is going to fall off me during the evening gown competition. What can I do to stop this unnecessary fear? Well, Laura, I have to tell you the only way to stop this is to be prepared, be prepared, be prepared. What you need to do is get yourself some Hollywood fashion tape. I've tried the knockoffs. I've tried the less expensive brands, Laura. Hollywood fashion tape is absolutely the way to go. You can find their link by clicking on the Hollywood Fashion Tape graphic on our show page, or just do an internet search on Hollywood Fashion Tape. They have fashion tape in several different sizes and shapes. I guarantee you, just tape that that gown bodice to your body and walk out on that runway and strut your stuff, and I guarantee you it will not fall down, Laura, and you will feel like a princess, and you will smile and not give another worry about your gown. I hope that helps, Laura, and good luck at your next pageant. Our next question comes to us from Hannah. Hannah says she's 12 years old and has never been in a beauty pageant before. I don't know what my family and friends will say. My mom is busy with her teaching job, and my dad is in the Army. Thank you for his service. I am currently on crutches because of surgery, and I'm so busy having to get back in shape that I think I'll be able to start participating in pageants when I'm 14 or 15, so in a couple of years. What should I do? Well, Hannah, the best way to start out is just like you're talking about, start out early about how you're going to plan ahead. Look on the internet at different pageant systems, listen to the radio show, sign up for my e-zine. This is going to help getting you information in a proactive way. And then go ahead and look for what I call starter pageants. Starter pageants might be a local school pageant, maybe it's a local festival pageant or your state fair pageant or your county fair pageant. I think that American Co-ed and National American Miss are two great starter pageants. If you need those websites, Hannah, just email me, American Co-ed, National American Miss. We can get you their contact information. I think that those are two great starter pageants, your school pageants or your festival pageants. Start small, so it's not a big investment and it's not overwhelming, so we're not really intruding on too much of mom and dad's time to help us get started. And I think that'll be the best way for you to start, Hannah. Good luck with your pageant, and I hope you're off those crutches soon. Our next question comes to us from Megan. Megan's question is, it's a very short question, but to the point. I like that, Megan. Megan says, do you think that size affects you, your overall chances of winning the pageant? You know, Megan, I have to say that that does depend on the pageant you're in. In most of the pageants, size is an impactor. And here's why. Pageants fall into one of two categories. They are either beauty pageants or they are platform pageants, or I guess there's a third category, specialty pageants. In beauty pageants, these are typically a pageant that includes a swimsuit competition. I have to tell you that that's a big percentage of the score, and size is absolutely a factor. If you're entering a platform pageant where it's based on community service, community leadership, they're probably doing some type of health and fitness or aerobic wear portion of the competition where you're either in swimsuit or aerobic wear or some type of sportswear. Those pageants typically want a title holder who looks as though they're living a healthy lifestyle. Most doctors and medical professionals will tell you that if you are overweight, that that is not a healthy lifestyle. Now, bear in mind that being overweight doesn't necessarily relate to size. You can be a size 2 and be perfectly fit. You can be a size 4, 6, or 8, depending on how tall you are and your body frame. So we're not saying you have to be a skinny little mini, because let's be honest, the skinny little mini thing does not work in pageantry. Nobody wants someone who looks like they have an eating disorder to be their title holder. But I do think you have to look like you're fit for your body size. So I think that size does impact your overall weight. There are some pageants where it's very difficult to win if you're a petite contestants. There are other pageants where they don't have a preference as to height. Some pageants seem to prefer that model body type where you're very tall and very slender. Other pageants don't seem to have a preference. And of course, there are specialty pageants that cater to plus size contestants or petite contestants or contestants of a certain cultural or ethnic background. So I think that there are lots of pageants out there, Megan, for lots of different types of people. And, you know, varying by size. And so I think that for the pageant that you're competing in, you need to take an overall look at their track record and what they seem to select for a title holder. It's very unusual that a director is going to be completely honest with you and say, you know, Megan, you were fabulous. You won interview. You wore the most beautiful gown. You had the best modeling on stage. But girl, you're just 20 pounds overweight. She's probably not going to say that. I have to be honest with you. So if your score well in all other areas of competition and you're not winning and you know that you're 20 to 25 pounds overweight. I mean, let's be honest, ladies, we know when we're packing a few 5 to 10 extra pounds or more. If you know that you're overweight and nobody's giving you that feedback, it very well could be an issue for you. Our next question comes to us from Jenna from Wyoming. Jenna says, I've previously competed in a couple of pageants and I'm very interested in finding a job with pageants, whether it be on the stage or assisting with directing. This is something I've wanted to pursue for a while now. I live in a small town. Do you know any ways of how I could find this type of work? Well, Jenna, I think it's great that you want to be involved in pageants, and we commend you for that. I think that being involved in pageantry is a lot of fun. It's exciting. You can learn lots of skills that translate to other types of jobs, and so congratulations on your decision to get involved with the pageant. The best way to start would be to find a local pageant, whether it's a local high school pageant, a local festival or fair pageant, a county fair, a state fair, your local MAO pageant. I'm not sure if there are locals in Wyoming, or your state-level pageant. Just contact them and let them know that you're interested in participating and ask them if they have any volunteer spots available. Very few pageant directors will hire you for a pageant position, a pageant staff position, if you don't have any volunteer experience under their belt. And sometimes you have to start, Jenna, with the least exciting jobs. I'm so sorry to say that. Sometimes you're starting by taking tickets or selling program books or being an usher and helping people find their seats, or you're being a chaperone for the contestants. It's not all glamorous at the beginning, Jenna, but once you start volunteering and then networking with the other volunteers, the other staff members, getting to know the other directors and assistant directors and perhaps the photographers and those kinds of people, and they see what good work you do over a period of time, then they're going to be interested in hiring you for a position, perhaps choreographer, perhaps you know, assistant stage director, perhaps stage manager, perhaps you're the judges coordinator. So my advice to you, Jenna, is start with something local. Go to the Miss White Wyoming America website or the Miss Wyoming USA, go to, you know, just do an internet search on Wyoming pageants, see if there are any local pageants. And I'm sure you'll find something, Jenna, that's a perfect fit for you. And I hope to see you soon at a fabulous pageant that, where you're the stage manager soon. Thanks so much, Jenna, and good luck to you. Well, that's it for this week's show. Remember to keep your emails coming about the shows you love and the shows you'd like us to do. We love to hear from listeners just like you. Next week, I'll be talking with Robin Fleming of La Casa Hermosa about how you can get great pageant style on a very limited budget. I can tell you right now that you will not want to miss that episode. Remember to get advance notice of all my guests so you don't miss an episode, just sign up for my free newsletter at www.ValerieHayes.com. And I want to remind you that you can also find me on Facebook and Twitter. Just search on my name, Valerie Hayes. If you want to send us an email, please don't send me a message on Facebook. We really get so many messages on Facebook that we're not able to respond to each one of them individually. Please just send us an email at info@ValerieHayes.com. Thanks so much for listening, and make this week a pageant fab week.
Tired of wearing shoes that look great but hurt your feet? Are you spending hours and hours shopping around for comfort, style, and stability in a pageant shoe? Former Miss America Cheryl Pruitt Salem has a line of pageant footwear that you have to wear to believe. Whether you're looking for something special for prom or a fantastic shoe to compete in, Cheryl's winning shoe collection stands out from the rest. You can wear them all day and you'll look great too. Visit www.cpannie.com today to check out this amazing selection of high quality, handmade competition footwear. That's cpannie.com.
Do you have a headshot that isn't quite pageant perfect? Are you dissatisfied with the touch-up job done by your photographer? At pageantretouching.com, they take the time to make your photo as beautiful as you are. Attention to detail, quality results, and customer service are the most important factors of their business. Get the polished look you're looking for without losing that natural, realistic quality. Just visit their website at pageantretouching.com and check out their before and after photos. That's pageantretouching.com.
Hi, this is Valerie Hayes, and I want to let you in on a secret. I've just released an audio CD of my Mastering the Pageant Interview Teleseminar, and I'm making it available to listeners of the show. The CD includes 3 audio files plus transcripts for easy reference. You'll learn how to spot and handle trick questions, the correct length of an interview answer, 3 tips for closing an answer when you're struggling, my easy technique for answering controversial questions, 2 secrets for winning the onstage interview, plus much, much more. Just pop the audio CD in your computer and listen, or download the files to your iPod. What could be more convenient? But the best thing about my new Mastering the Pageant Interview audio CD is the low price of only $99.95. I want you to know that as soon as the audio CD is posted on the website and available to the general public, the price is going to go up. To get yours, just click on the Mastering the Pageant Interview graphic on the Pageant Talk Radio show page and order yours today so you can be pageant fab at your next pageant.
He usually goes about 20.
You're listening to Valerie Hayes and Pageant Talk Radio, the Internet's tip-top live pageant program. I'm Tim Crenchman, the host of the Pageant Cast, and I invite all of you to try out our show, too, with quick, fun, and sometimes sassy interviews with today's top pageant personalities, along with every online news article I can get my little fingers on. Try us out at www.pageantcast.com.
Do you love pageants but feel like there just isn't a positive place on the Internet to connect with others? MyPageantPlace.com is the place to visit on the web for all things related to pageant competition. We welcome anyone with an interest in pageantry, whether you're a contestant, family member, director, vendor, or pageant fan. Your free membership allows you to connect with state, national, and international directors, as well as coaches, makeup artists, and more. Plus, you'll enjoy special discounts available only to our members. Visit mypageantplace.com today and enjoy the positive side of pageantry.